The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is time for the spillover with Chris Raff. Also, Mike Schaefer still with us here, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love, Raff and Schaefer. We've not gotten to a Nebraska basketball, who plays tonight, 7:30 against Illinois.
Oh, sorry.
You're good. Oh, you just with this headphone.
It makes me laugh because you'd think you'd remember from the hundreds of appearances you've had in this building.
We did an exercise on Monday where I want us to guess the spread of Nebraska, Illinois, and I guessed, because I was distraught and upset, that they'd be an 8 to 10 point favorite against Nebraska.
My reaction was, what?
You said, that's too high.
You got to be kidding me.
And what did you guess as the spread?
I think I said 2.5, 2.5. Oh, wow.
Well, I asked Bill this morning before he left what his guess was, and he had guessed 4.5, and that's what it is. Four and a half.
I would have guessed 5.5.
4.5 is the hook, is the spread tonight.
That still seems high, and if this were a gambling show, I'd say I'd take Nebraska in this scenario.
A team that's lost 6 straight games.
Not to necessarily win, but to cover.
They would have covered that number in half of those games.
Okay. Yeah.
And then just been outside of it in one of them.
Raff, what do you think?
Two of them.
Chris Raff.
Well, this game could go two ways. Either they win or it's a rough one. So, yeah, no.
That's in-depth analysis
just so
there,
hard.
Raff.
They're just so hard to read right now. Like that last that game on Sunday, I mean, there was nothing. So I'm hoping that they find their energy tonight and they get back to that gritty way of basketball. You know what? They were synonymous for it. It's felt like over these past 6 games they forgot who they were. Kind
their identity a little bit. Fred talked about that yesterday, that they need to be, like you say, like a gritty, hard-nosed defensive team, and they sort of lost that for some reason during these past few games. The thing to watch, and I don't know that any of us can do this. It's always a matchup issue. I mean, you always look, what's the matchup like? Is it a good matchup? I'd say if it's the Illinois team that we've become accustomed to, it's not a great matchup. They're, for one thing, they hammer the offensive boards. They're one of the best offensive rebounding teams in the league, if not the best. And they're very athletic. Nebraska's had some trouble very athletic teams.
That's the thing. I mean, every Illinois team seems to be just full of really long-limbed guys that fly down the court, that play at a speed that Nebraska can't play at,
right,
that can attack the rim. I mean,
right.
And it's not – Shannon's not on this team, but I have nightmares of watching
Shannon
him just like deciding, I'm going to the hole, stop it. I'm going to the hole, stop it. You know, and Nebraska, I think, is going to have a tough time keeping him off the glass. They're going to have a tough time stopping second-chance points. And then the other thing is, even for as athletic as Illinois is, they still can shoot the ball if you leave them wide open in the corners.
Yeah.
This is a tough game because I don't know that Nebraska has the athleticism to match Illinois for 40 minutes.
Easy. Now, so, I agree with you to a point, but look at what's happened to Illinois. They lost on their home court to USC. Lost on their home court to Maryland.
Got beat by 22 points to Maryland.
Retort to that, though, and I know that Fred wants them to get back to the gritty defense. What's killing them is they can't score.
Right.
They have no one that can put the ball in the basket, which is a large part of the sport.
That's the sport.
And when Bryce Williams looks like he's on a walkabout, he doesn't look like the same guy at all right now. Mm-hmm. You don't have your best offensive weapon. You don't know if you're getting Juwan Gary 27 points or Juwan Gary 6 of 21.
Right. You don't.
You don't know if Connor Essejian is going through the hoop or can't even find the rim.
Right.
Like, and I'm not trying to, like,
that's okay,
be facetious or, you know, cynical or whatever.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us, for open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
They are going through it offensively, and even when they played well, like, they took a Maryland team that is really playing well in the Big Ten right now, took them down to the wire, had an opportunity
on
to
the
win,
road,
couldn't do it, and part of it was they couldn't score. They gave up 73 points or whatever it was, and they could not score enough points to win that game.
Yeah.
Like, that is difficult.
Yeah. But none of us would be surprised if they won tonight, right? Am I wrong?
Nope. I think they have the ability,
Jake,
to win. I just isn't my favorite matchup.
I might be the most surprised of anybody in the room. I just think they've lost it.
You think they've lost?
I think they've
completely.
Lost. I think they've lost the
on the
edge completely.
Jake Pendulum, he is towards the fatalism.
I'm a fatalist right now. I mean, they didn't play at Wisconsin. They have not showed up three times in these six games, and the other three that they've lost close games that are just heartbreaking.
You also know two things though, that teams can get into a rut. They can also get out. You also know that the schedule becomes much more forgiving down the stretch.
If they have a night where they come out and they shoot well, which they are capable of doing. Mm-hmm. And win this game, it could be a catalyst for a lot of things. It absolutely can be. And I wouldn't take that off the table. I'm just worried that they are so far mired in the muck.
That's the thing.
That are they able to pull themselves out of it?
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing is, it is a home game, and they have played better at home. And so you're hoping that that holds true again tonight.
Schaefer, last thing before I let you go, we've not got it. Can you give us any update on Rocco Spindler, the Notre Dame transfer lineman who's looking at Nebraska? What's the update with him?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting late into the night. He's going to have to make a decision relatively soon to be able to enroll at Nebraska. He's already passed the last day of enrollment, though I'm guessing the football staff would have an ability to get someone into the college should they need to. I think you're hoping that he doesn't end up taking a visit to Michigan. I don't know who else is really in this. It feels like Nebraska and Michigan have fought over the same lineman 75 times in this cycle. And then weirdly, neither the linemen haven't ended up at either one of those schools when that's been the case. So I'm fascinated to see how that plays out, because I think I kind of have talked myself into what that offensive line picture would look like should he come to Nebraska.
Which would be a good picture.
Yeah, I think you'd move Justin Evans to center and you'd have Lutovsky and Spindler as your interior, and Lutovsky better than I think people probably gave him credit for last year.
Well, I mean, the offensive line wasn't bad, and you'd probably have Elijah Pritchett at left tackle, and then sort of a battle at right tackle. I'm not saying Gunner would surrender his left tackle job, no. But you could move him over to right.
I'm very nervous about Elijah Pritchett at left tackle, because I think he struggled so heavily at right tackle.
A lot of pressures.
Now, here's the thing, though. They're paying him in excess of $1 million not to come in and, well, maybe he'll play. And maybe, I mean, usually that means they earmark.
He might be playing.
No, I think he's going to play.
Yeah. Just the concern about
I would probably
feel
better if it was right tackle than at left tackle.
Yeah. It could be right, too.
You know, we'll see what happens. They have a mash unit at left tackle. So who out of Gatula, Prohaska, Corcoran is available for you? Can Corcoran play right tackle better than he's played left tackle? I mean, that was what the picture was supposed to be all the way back in 2021 before everything fell apart.
Well, the good news is at tackle, I guess you have options. I mean, you have options.
Is Grant Briggs, is he playing guard or tackle?
That's Schaefer's boy. It's the guy.
I think he's kind of caught in that in between where he could end up at guard or he could stay out at tackle. He's not going to be a left tackle. I think he's Turner Corcoran or Farniok or, you know, all of these guys that are just kind of that tweener. It just depends on where the staff wants to put him.
It'd be nice if someone like that emerged.
I think he's a year away still.
Yeah, and that's okay. That's okay to be
The third year, Matt Rule's talked about it, the third year is where you want to see your offensive lineman. It's hard to just come in and move these people. Like, an offensive lineman that can play as a true freshman is as rare as it gets in this
sport.
Well,
Gunner held up really well.
I was impressed. Right. I was very, very impressed by what Gunner Petula did.
Oh, yeah. That was beautiful.
Schaefer, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. The Drive is next. We will see you guys tomorrow.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel. An official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.